This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Health authorities in Africa say they are treating the expanding monkeypox outbreak there as an emergency and are calling on rich countries to share the world's limited supply of vaccines. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Monkeypox has been sickening people in parts of Central and West Africa for decades. But the lack of diagnosis and weak surveillance means many cases are going undetected across the continent. Now, in an effort to avoid the glaring equity problems seen during the COVID-19 pandemic, local experts want to be able to address monkeypox as an emergency so that it does not cause more pain and suffering and get quicker access to vaccine stocks. Vaccines have not previously been used to try to stamp out monkeypox epidemics in Africa. Officials have relied mostly on measures like contact tracing and isolation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Sudanese security forces fired tear gas at protesters on Friday near the presidential palace in the capital Khartoum, a day after nine people were reported killed during the largest anti-military rallies for months. Protest groups demanding a return to democratic rule have said they will organize an open-ended campaign of sit-ins and other peaceful actions in response to the deaths. Medics aligned with the protesters said that nine people were mostly killed by gunfire from security forces in and around Khartoum. Footage posted on social media showed protests continuing Friday afternoon. Thursday's rallies came more than 8 months of demonstrations against military leaders who staged a coup last October, ending power-sharing agreements with civilians agreed to following the 2019 overthrow of Omar al-Bashir. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court rulings on climate change has sparked intense reaction and signs of potential litigation, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The Supreme Court's decision limiting the authority of the Environmental Protection Agency to broadly regulate pollution by power plants has sparked celebration and consternation. West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrisey was among Republican AGs who sued the Biden administration over its efforts to combat the effects of global warming.
We beat them this time, and we're prepared to do it again and again and again.
California Governor Gavin Newsom called the court's ruling incomprehensible.
If you don't believe in climate change, you got to believe your own eyes. Come to California.
Washington Governor Jay Inslee says states will now have to step forward with laws to regulate pollution.
Washington state is not going to allow climate change to swallow our state.
President Joe Biden issued a statement saying the fight against climate change will carry forward. Norman Hall, Washington.
After the U.S. Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade, the nearly 50-year constitutional right to abortion, same-sex couples are updating their legal status, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Now that the constitutional right to abortion has been taken away, there are fears gay marriage may be next.
People are, you know, effectively freaking out.
Lawyer Sidney Duncan's office in Birmingham, Alabama, has been flooded with emails and phone calls from same-sex couples. Justice Clarence Thomas called on his colleagues to reconsider cases that allowed same-sex marriage, gay sex, and contraception.
It puts them in the target of what's to come next.
Duncan says clients want to be prepared.
They are trying to shore up their rights by wills and powers of attorney and advanced health care directives.
The state of Alabama is going to court, saying the decision giving states the power to restrict abortion means states should also be able to ban medical treatments for transgender youth. I'm Ed Donahue.
Ukrainian authorities say Russian missile attacks on residential buildings in a coastal town near the port city of Odessa have killed at least 21 people, including two children. The assault came after Russian forces withdrew from a nearby Black Sea island on Thursday. Recapping our top story, health authorities in Africa say they are treating the expanding monkeypox outbreak there as an emergency and call on rich countries to share the world's limited supply of vaccines. Monkeypox has been sickening people in parts of Central and West Africa for decades, but the lack of laboratory diagnosis and weak surveillance means many cases are going undetected across the continent. To date, countries in Africa have reported more than 1,800 suspected cases, including more than 70 deaths. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.